You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Happy first day of Cheap Candy. So that's Bras, Bitches, and Balls. I'm Nick Rowley. And today we will have Deka, who is running a little late, but we'll be here. And we have a special guest today, which is Miranda Myers, who will be telling us about a fun fundraising event and also a nice little bit of fun exercising that she is involved in. And now here's Lee.
Hi, this is going to be a good day. It's the day after Halloween. I am exhausted. I don't know about you guys. Jess, did you have a good Halloween?
I did. Did you go out trick-or-treating with your boy?
No, my husband takes him out with some friends, and then I stay and man the porch because our neighborhood gridlocks for 3-4 hours.
Oh, wow.
We have people just bringing kids in, and I gave out over 500 pieces of candy, and it's piece at a time, one piece at a time, one piece at a time. Thank you, thank you. Happy Halloween, happy Halloween. You look awfully cute. Happy Halloween, happy Halloween. Do not ask me for what you want, happy Halloween. And then it's from the front doorstep all the way out to the street. And so I sent Nick some pictures. We'll get them posted up there. So that you can understand, it's like the cars are parked deep. There's no moving.
Yeah. Wow. I live in the wrong neighborhood. We get like no kids. Like maybe like 15 that come through, but it's in Ferndale. So, you know.
Yeah. I don't get many kids at all.
No? I mean, and so when people say, do you have leftover candy? I'm like, bring it to my house. We have so many people. Mm-hmm. They bring them in. So, yeah, we're right in the University District in Detroit. And it's a lot of fun. Every year, it's been just an absolute blast. But yeah, I'm always really, really tired the day after Halloween. I'm like, holy crap.
Oh, I bet.
But it was fun. I enjoyed it. It was like my kid had the best time. He was a gorilla that was holding a cage with a little boy in it. And he was the little boy in the cage. So people wanted pictures with him. It was adorable. Lively, had a good time. So our podcast is sponsored by Busted Bra Shop. Busted Bra Shop is a store I happen to own. It's in Midtown Detroit. And we decided to do a Bra of the Week. So let me show you our Bra of the Week. Dun, dun, dun. If you're watching on the feed, you can see it. But if not, you can always Google it.
Absolutely.
Or we'll put pictures up. Okay. So our mannequin is named Betty. And Betty is wearing Petra by Panache. Now, the cool thing about this is it's kind of spacer fabric. It's kind of a molded cup. It's got the cut and sew technology. It is a balconette, so it's got all the sexy fun and then the matching underwear. And this one goes up into the larger cups. We go all the way to an O cup. This one goes, I believe, to a double H. What does that say? I have no eyes anymore.
Yeah,
you're
I
young
think
still.
That's
double
H.
That's a 36GG, folks.
Double G. Yep. Yep. So whenever you see Betty, our
Betty's
mannequin, she likes, she's either in a 36 or a 38 double G, just depending on the band. But it's beautiful. It's fun. It's got that dark look that you want for the colors that we're wearing. But then it's got this really pretty embroidery. Can you see the embroidery, Jess?
Not too much. Can you lift her up a little bit?
Is that better?
There we go.
There's Betty.
That's a cute bra.
Miranda using
Isn't
her
that
training
cute?
There for
yeah.
the trade show training.
I love
there.
Them.
Isn't that pretty?
Love them.
My van is here, but the panty's just pretty plain in the back, but also you're not going to get any lines. They've taken the material and doubled it over.
Oh.
So it's really easy to wear, very comfortable, and no lines.
I want those undies.
The undies are great. And then you've got the stretch lace in the front. So really adorable, right?
Gorgeous.
Right,
so
beautiful, lovely embroidery.
That's our Bra of the Week by Panache. English company. English company.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I think Bessie's English, isn't she? I mean, she's that particular
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Because I'll get in trouble. But yes, I did get it from another English company.
Oh, I was just talking about the original model.
She
was based
probably
on. She was a British,
English,
British
but
woman.
I don't know.
But...
I'm kicking something. I hope it's not you. No, it's my purse.
Okay.
All right, so in this, we do have someone that's going to be flying into the studio here in the next few minutes, and it'll be Deka. But for right now, we want to talk to Miss Miranda.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, so good to see you. Did you have a good Halloween?
I did. Yeah. It was fairly short on the trick-or-treaters this year. Usually I get about 60, but I buy for about 300. Mm-hmm. So today's the day that I usually bring all the candy into the office so that I don't eat it. But it was good.
What's your favorite?
Oh, that's tough.
Come on. There's got to be something in the bowl that you're like,
I
that,
like so much.
That
depends
Reese's
on the mood.
Peanut butter cup is all mine.
The Reese's cup and Sour Patch Kids. Those are the top.
Sour Patch were some of the first ones I gave out last night. Mm-hmm. We had, when I went to the store, I'm usually a Mounds girl, usually. Mm. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Right.
I normally don't. I like the dark chocolate and the coconut, and that's usually my, like, mm-hmm. very guilty pleasure, right? Deka! Deka's here.
I'm here.
Yay! Come sit down. So the store didn't have any more, so I had to feel like a nut.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so last night, I had one of my friends, my good friends was there, and she saw the bag. She's like, is that for us?
Nice.
Are the Almond Joys for us? I'm like, yes, actually, those are for us. We did end up giving away half of them. But my husband will say, do you want some fruit? And at Halloween, that means, do you want an Almond Joy?
Oh, there's coconut in there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
nutritionally
it's
sound.
A good thing.
But it is technically not fruit.
Right. I actually have a friend who has twins. This is their first Halloween. One's a boy, one's a girl, and they dress them up as Almond Joys and Mounds because sometimes... It says Almond Joys has nuts, Mounds don't on their shirts. They're little onesies.
Nice.
That's adorable.
It was pretty cute.
That's adorable. So, Deka, welcome to
Thank you.
Bitches and Balls.
Hi.
So good to see
Hi.
You.
Good to be back.
I wanted to say, we already did the Bra of the Week, so you can just look at her back there and love her. Isn't she beautiful?
Yeah.
But I did bring you and Jessica and Miranda a little present.
You wow. gave the best gifts.
I did.
I didn't know there were presents. I would have come on sooner.
So it's cold.
It is.
It's really, really cold.
It is.
So,
oh my gosh.
This Ooh. One, these are leggings. So I've got them Ooh. By Pretty Polly. This is faux fur lined gray leggings. So
what?
I want to still wear dresses in the wintertime and skirts and stuff, which I never wanted to do as a kid. Now I'm just like, I want to wear a dress.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
all of a sudden, I'm almost 50 and want to feel very feminine. Who knows? So, Nick, will you pass this one down to
I will.
To oh, my
Jeff.
Gosh.
And then
Ooh, thank
have
you.
Them for Deka
Oh, my
also.
Gosh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
you
God.
Are
these
amazing.
Are so
regularly inside.
Thank you.
Oh,
so we have
God.
Three different kinds. We've got the faux fur. We've got... this one is a 200 denier, and so it's a fleece. It's a fleecy tight. You can stick your little mitts in
gonna,
there.
I'm going to feel it.
And feel around. And then, Deka, you have
Oh,
the,
that's really nice.
The plus
the black
size.
Ones and the curvies.
And they're black. Oh, my gosh.
This is
love
perfect.
That?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I've worn my... You gave me the most beautiful earrings last week, and she just slips them to me. She's like, here you go. Okay, see you later. Bye. Like, okay,
every
bye.
Every episode is a favorite thing.
Oh, my God.
This is fantastic. I've had something
best.
Like this before for the winter, but not in this color. I love
Yay.
It.
Yay. So I just want to love those. You can find those at Busted if anybody's jealous and wants faux fur or fleece line tights.
Mm-hmm.
You should be jealous. These are insanely soft and soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I want to put them
Thank
on right
you
now.
So much.
I know, right?
If,
I mean, we have a live feed.
I was going to say, if you do the podcast,
we
totally change.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so soft
I'm so
on
glad
the inside.
You like that.
Yeah, take
you.
Take your butt to Busted
Absolutely.
And get some of these so you don't have to be so jealous.
I love it.
Because we know you're jealous.
Go get felt up by Lee. It's a lovely experience.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yep. It's all boobs all the time and apparently fleece line tights.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you for coming on today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Deka, you haven't met Miranda yet.
I haven't.
So I'm really glad this is going to be very fresh.
Hi.
She does some fun things. We're all doing fundraisers right now. Fundraisers, fundraisers, fundraisers out the ass. It's fun. It's fabulous. You've got to make your fundraiser bigger than everybody else's. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready for prom. Deacon and I are going to talk about that in a few minutes.
Here we are.
For Rotary with Freedom House. That's Thursday night. As I just throw up a little bit in my mouth. It's going to be fine. But Miranda, you're getting ready to do something... Also,
I am. Next Tuesday, I am doing drag queen bingo for Huntington's disease.
Fantastic. Where are you doing
It's this? At 515. That's where they do drag queen bingo in Royal Oak. Mm. This is our second year. Last year, we raised about $5,000 for Huntington's disease research. Fantastic. And this year, we're hoping to get a little more.
Mm. Fantastic. I'm familiar with Huntington's disease. I have a close friend whose family has this in its genetic code, I guess, because it is something that you acquire through your DNA. And, you know, it's devastating.
It is. I've been volunteering with HDSA, which is the Huntington's Disease Society of America. We have a Michigan chapter here. I've been volunteering with that since 2008. My connection was originally just one of my closest friends here has it. Her family has it. And we, you know, she has bowling fundraisers. I'm horrible at bowling. So I was like, what else can I do to support you where I don't embarrass myself and ask for bumpers on the bowling alley like a child?
We can go bowling together because I'm the same way.
Oh, I ask for the bumpers. I'm like, look at me. I'm fantastic at this game.
I know. Yeah.
I don't want to do gutter balls. I do bowl at, so that could be our balls section. Of,
yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Balls, bitches,
we've got
and
the balls
done.
There we are.
This week, I do bowl on a little league, and I suck. I have a really good handicap, and I suck really hard, but I don't do a bunch of gutters in a row, which is great. I usually get at least one. But at that club, if you do two or three gutters in a row, I don't remember, you have to buy everybody a Hummer.
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody.
Guess it's glad you buy it to them, for them.
So have you had a Hummer?
Like the car a Hummer or like...
No, the drink.
Okay.
What is that?
All right. Because there are two different Hummers that I know of.
Yeah.
Neither one of them.
The other two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's sexual bowling league.
Wow. Well, this is a very
edgy. That would be a whole different club.
Suddenly,
too.
Membership goes up.
Yeah. Exactly.
So this Hummer is an ice cream alcoholic beverage.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not, yeah. And typically I'm like drinking that sucker and then it'll hit me in the car. You know, I'm in the passenger seat because I don't drink and drive at all, period. And I typically say no to them. But last week, somebody walked up and they just were walking towards me with a Hummer. And I'm like, oh, shit. No, 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 no. I have to wear something tight this week. No, no, no. yeah, Patrick kindly took it out of my hand. But yeah, bowling. Go ahead.
All right.
Going. Bowling. No more.
Yeah. So I originally started just volunteering with the organization doing, I'm a raffle girl. That's how a lot of people at these fundraisers know me after a while, or registration girl. And then about 2 years ago, I got the call from my family that my grandpa was being tested for it. And I had no idea. I had never heard of Huntington's disease until meeting my friend. Never had any connection, never knew it ran in my family for 6 years of the eight that I've been volunteering with the HDSA.
Wow.
So that was pretty shocking. But we had the signs. We just didn't realize that it was that. Most of the time, it is misdiagnosed multiple times. A lot of people attribute it to possibly dementia, old age, clumsiness. It's a hard one to nail down. So if you don't know it's in your family, you can't adequately help your loved one. So... It was surprising, but I was fortunate enough that I've got these connections already, that the HDSA is something I'm already familiar with, to know how to advise my family.
That's great. And it's great in a way.
Right.
Right.
It's a better outcome of a bad situation.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Absolutely. So drag queen bingo is a fun type of fundraiser to have to bring awareness for Huntington's disease. It's something I hadn't heard of until I moved here and met my friend, too. So something that I'm more aware of. And people I see donate their birthdays for it and things like that. So cool. All right. So Tuesday night, drag queen bingo.
Yes.
How can they get a ticket, or do they buy it at the door? What's up?
Well, last year we sold out. We're not sold out yet. So there's still tickets available. If you buy in advance, you get $10 off. If you wait until the door, you may not get a ticket. or you'll pay $50. So right now it's $40 in advance, $50 at the door. And you can get tickets at tinyurl.com/dragqueenhd.
We're going to put that up on our Facebook page.
I will give that and again.
On what do we have?
We have Twitter and we have Instagram. But this one will be a Twitter thing and Facebook. It's always going on Facebook.
It's a really fun event. It starts at 7. However, I recommend everyone get there at 6:30, or you're at the mercy of the drag queen. If you come in late, they will pick on you. This is a very interactive show. It's a lot of fun. They're not just calling bingo numbers. They're kind of roasting everyone in the audience.
Yes.
It's fantastic. The interaction is wonderful. We get a lot of laughs, and we raise a lot of money for a cause that some of the other fundraisers can be a little more somber. We think since it's such a family disease and impacts so many people in one family, we should bring them together to at least have a night where they can enjoy themselves while still raising money for research.
That's great. So is there anything else going on during the, or is it just straight drag queen? I mean, I heard you say raffle, so that's why I'm like,
yes.
What's happening with that?
Yes. There's the drag queen bingo, but we also are selling raffle tickets. We've had a number of really generous sponsors from different businesses, individuals who've put together baskets. So we're doing raffle baskets, and we're also doing a 50-50 raffle. So there will be some delightful, attractive men selling some raffle tickets. They'll be walking around. I'm not raffle girl for this one. I'm not necessarily the target audience. So should
Busted put together a little basket for you?
I would absolutely love that.
Okay.
Ooh.
We got to put that on our list.
I mean, it's your event, so you don't need raffle girls. You can dictate that you need a raffle boy.
I have a couple raffle boys,
awesome.
Usually scantily clad with tickets draped upon them, because it is a predominantly female audience, although the men who come do get some special treats and tricks usually.
Tricks!
There are some tricks.
Tricks!
Nice.
Fantastic. All right. So, Deka? Talk to me about your fundraising events coming up.
Oh, boy.
Because I know you have at least one that's ours.
Yes.
Nick and I
yes.
are running.
Yeah. Okay, I would just like to, I want to backtrack and say I used to perform at Stilettos, and I was one of two female performers, and we were like the only live vocalist. So whenever someone talks about drag queens, a little part of my heart just lights up, because my stage makeup wouldn't look the way it does when I am on stage if it weren't for the wonderful, wonderful drag queens I met at Stilettos.
The makeup and phenomenal is always, the makeup and outfits are always on point. I always feel like I have to spend like a solid amount of time getting ready so I won't be judged. Because I have to stand next to that. Gotta gussy myself up a little bit.
Yeah, or they'll take you in the back and just here, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Henry, do you?
Let me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. But hopefully I'll have myself together on Thursday. Ooh, you like that segue, don't you?
And if I'm not, you'll have to take me
consummate
aside.
Okay, we'll work together. We'll work it out together.
I have so much bronzer every once in a while when I feel like I'm going to. I'm getting ready for stuff. That's all I can find in my purse. I'm like, I'm just going to glow.
Yeah, I'm just going to glow. We're going to put some mascara on and we're just going to glow. Yeah. We're just going to glow tonight. I'm going to glow. We're all going to glow.
Woo!
On Thursday at the Tangent Gallery.
Yes, we are.
For the Rotary Club's adult prom.
Yep.
And I'm very excited.
I ordered a balloon arch.
Which I'll be inflating balloons for later.
I got one of those little guns that you pump it up. Pump.
That's
pump.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
Because my lungs.
There's two of them.
That'll help.
Yeah.
That'll help. That'll
yeah,
help.
Like 120 balloons or something.
Yeah. I mean, I've not had a good asthma attack since high school, so I mean that would be a blast from the past, certainly.
Now, does anyone spike the punch? I know that's usually a worry at homecoming and prom dances here.
But it could be a worry, but not really a worry.
Yeah,
true. There's a cash bar.
Okay,
so that'll be fine. And I have invited people who are like, I really want to come, but I have kids. Okay, bring the kids.
Yeah, bring the kids.
We'll have party games for them back.
Yeah. It wouldn't be prom without a few small children. Usually, they're begun.
It's adult prom.
Prom.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
It's a family affair.
It's a family
totally.
Thing.
Totally. And Tangent is a great space. I just love being there, and anytime there's an event there, I'm yes. You know, I'm more inclined to say yes. So. Yes. Cool.
Yeah. Yes. Very excited. She likes to say yes at the Tangent Gallery.
She does. Yes, she does. And yeah, I'm going to sing some songs with my guitar because my guys are doing other musician stuff. So okay. I get to.
Perfect. We have a DJ there too. Oh, DJ Newman's going to be there.
Yes.
I would say spinning tunes, but technically just pushing buttons.
Yeah. Selecting tracks from. Yeah.
And he's doing tracks from different decades.
Oh, okay. Cool.
He'll group them per decade. It's been fun trying to explain this whole thing to people because I have people who've never been to prom. I have a lady from Italy who works for us. I have a gentleman here from England that's like, prom, whatever. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm familiar with there being a prom king and queen and then like pig's blood is involved.
No.
Okay, fine.
Not all the time. Only.
Okay. All right, fine. That I'll mark that off of my
Please take the fake blood back to the store.
Please, I will be so mad if you don't take blood.
Think of me. I'm not a hack.
Oh, God.
Not a hack.
So, yeah, I've been explaining prom. I even pulled up pictures. We have a girlfriend from Romania that's coming.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that was kind of fun. She's like, what do I wear? Technically, for this one, anything you want. There's not an actual dress code.
Yeah.
But here's what typically is worn. But I pulled up pictures from the different decades for Fabiana to see.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, I understand now. Someone said I needed to dress smart.
Well. Yeah.
Really. I don't know if that's like smart.
And Karina's interesting because she's married to a British person too. So she also has like that. We're from cultures that just don't really do the prom.
No, so, but it'll be fun. It'll be something for the picture books. And we have Polaroid type cameras that we're bringing.
Ooh,
all these things that I say them out loud so that hopefully someone's writing them on a list and we actually put them in my car.
Mm-hmm.
So we have those kind of fun things that'll happen. Music, dancing, cash bar. There's food going to come too. So come to prom.
Going to be fun.
And how do we get tickets for that?
How do we get tickets? Well, there's a couple ways of doing that. Nick, why don't you take it away and tell us how to get tickets?
Well, there's actually an Eventbrite page. You can go to, let me find the actual title.
And in that title, tell them why we're doing it.
Oh, yes, because we are actually raising funds for Freedom House, which is a fantastic organization that helps refugees. And is based in Southwest, but helps people who are newly arrived refugees and, helps them acclimatize to America, helps them deal with the refugee status applications, things like that. So we are there to raise funds for them. And if I can find the last email I included the link in. Okay, cool. So if you go to Facebook and
to Bras, Bitches, and Balls,
to our Rotary Club, because this is actually through the Rotary Club that Lee and I are involved in, and you want to look for Adult Prom Fundraiser for Freedom House, and that will be the event page for the prom. And when you go to that page, there's actually a tickets available link. And that will take you to Eventbrite. And I don't have the Bitly link for that right now. But we will post it to the Bras, Bitches, and Balls page. And I believe we've also posted it to Busted. And
right, I've put it up on Busted.
Yeah.
And we've tweeted. We'll get it out there on everything because the event's tomorrow. Now, you can also buy tickets at the door.
Yes.
If for some reason you're just like, I'm not pre-buying my ticket. You can do that. We have a silent auction that's going to happen with a few different items. Not huge, but there's a few things there. Yeah. It'll be fun. Stuff from the Peacock Room, stuff from us, stuff from Karina's place, Little High Flyers over on Cass. And we will be voting for the king and queen.
Oh,
so if you want a tiara.
I've already got a couple.
Wow.
A couple.
There you go. That's so, yeah. Nice. It's going to be fun. I think it'll be a blast. We'll enjoy ourselves.
Yeah,
the balloon arch
will
be awesome.
And the great benefit of the king and queen voting is it's entirely gender neutral. So whoever you want to vote for queen of the prom or king of the prom, they will end up regardless of what their gender is. So we can have all sorts of fun combinations for king and queen of the prom.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm excited about it. Also very anxious. I mean, just very anxious. There's been so much going on this week. I'm like, I can just get to Friday. Mm-hmm. And then the district governor's coming to see us at the AM club on Friday morning.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Started the week with, woke up Monday morning. Do you guys do this when you wake up in the morning and you go through kind of your schedule of the day and then you realize, wait, what? But that's not right. I go through my hours. Wait, there's something fucked up right there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I realized my kid, I have a conference scheduled with my kid's teacher in the afternoon. But parent-teacher conferences at this particular school weren't until Thursday and Friday in the week. And I thought, no, something's absolutely wrong. So 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm texting this teacher. Hey, I'm a dumbass. I think something screwed up with the calendar link that the school had. And she's like, no, you are a dumbass. But it's because you do have the 1 o'clock and you have to come back to talk to all the specialists. But it was 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm waking up my husband. Did we mess this up? My timing. So, yeah, all of a sudden, I'm starting to get too anxious about timing.
Don't worry. There's prom. We'll find some punch. We'll spike it for you. It'll be fine.
It'll be great. And then I can't drive home. So once my van gets there.
That's fine. You can put the seats back on it and sleep at Tangent. Well, it's beautiful.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Fine. Oh, it's good. It's cool.
Or get a room at the Chaplofts behind Tangent right there on the boulevard.
I live like 6 miles from Tangent. That
Uber.
Would be ridiculous.
Uber or Lyft.
Yeah. Yeah. Uber.
Uber. Yeah. Here's the thing. Uber. All right. It's great. It's a great service. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm walking out of something the other night and I hear this lady go, hi, thanks for coming to pick me up. And she gets in this car. And I thought, nowadays, we're actually saying, get in the car with a stranger that doesn't have a picture of them with, I mean, taxis, I do. Taxis, I understand more. And I use the Ubers, I do, but typically in a group.
Mm. Yeah, back in the day, don't talk to strangers online. Don't get into strangers' cars. Now we talk to strangers online to get in their cars.
I grew up during Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
You know, Ted Bundy was like prevalent in my life.
Oh, he would have been all over Uber,
right?
Too.
Oh, yeah.
He would have loved Uber.
Gross.
So, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Serial killers.
There's weirdos on the internet.
Are there?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing
this
about.
This is a revelation. Oh, no.
Yeah, I heard there. Don't be alarmed, but I heard that there might be some weirdos on the internet. So just be careful.
Your late Halloween message, everyone.
Tell your kids to go get some free candy and then go get an Uber. Back home. So where's your guitar? There's no guitar.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
We will fix this for the 15th.
In the midst of trying to live my best life, I'm working 45 hours a week on top of everything else that I do. And the assistant needs a reminder. I was like, last week. And he's like, hey, can you bring your guitar next week? I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. So I was all excited about it in the car on the ride home. And then when I got to where I was going, I totally forgot about everything we had just talked about.
So you can bring it next week if
you
want.
Yes, I can. I just,
And also on the 15th, because there's another fundraiser which you'll be on to talk about.
Yes.
On the 15th.
Yeah, I'll totally make up for it in the next couple of weeks.
And we've confirmed with the guests for the 15th?
We have, yes. Yes.
Shades is coming on.
Shades is coming on.
Fun.
And
Shades, do you know Shades?
I know of him. You know, I know his work.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
Yeah, Shades has fantastic work, and he's beautiful.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, I could introduce you. You'd enjoy that.
Does he want to be a raffle boy for me next week?
No.
No. No. I mean, he's
I can say that really
unequivocally, no. But he might enjoy meeting you though.
He's incredibly talented. He's a very nice human being, very interesting and just beautiful.
she had to put her head down. Yeah. And just shake her head a little bit when she
said
that.
Listen, my father, when he came up to Detroit, he met Shades. Mm-hmm. And the first thing he said when we got out of the situation, he said, that is a beautiful man. I'm like, I know. He's a good friend and just way too pretty. But he'll be on the show, so live feed. Ooh.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure that both cameras are really privileging that. So, yeah. So.
And then who else is coming on with him?
Summer from the Belle Isle Aquarium.
Fantastic.
So it's just going to be a cavalcade of delightful looking people.
Yeah, I've got, you know, we've got some guests lined up that haven't confirmed their dates yet. So I've got to get back in touch with some people. And then I know we're scheduling out into the next year. But if anyone has someone who wants to come on, or if you want to come on to the show, please let us know. Get in touch with Nick at
bbandbpodcast@gmail.com.
And bbandbpodcast. Awesome. We have some chocolate people coming soon. That'll be really interesting.
Yes.
Chocolates will be on. So I still think we need to do vodka tastings.
I do too. Or that absinthe thing. I think the absinthe thing would be great.
I'd need to be here for that.
Yeah. Yes. I'll take off work for that.
The Green Fairy, isn't that what they call that?
The Green Fairy. Yeah, we can do a whole episode on the Green Fairy and just make sure we have Uber.
Ubers.
Or designated drivers. Yes.
My absinthe story is kind of fucked up. In Germany, somebody said, hey, let's do this. Somebody else from the crowd is like, you need sugar cubes. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. We shoot stuff all the time. I was in the military. Yeah. Yeah. Shot it straight.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know that the little glands under your tongue were shooting out all night. I could not talk to anyone. It's just. Yeah. Have you ever shot absinthe straight?
No, I've watched people shoot absinthe straight and shook my head and shamed them.
We even had those little fun spoons that you use.
Oh, yeah. But those are supposed to be for sugar. You're supposed to pour it over. Yeah.
They're not fun. It's required.
Yeah, I know.
I learned.
I remember seeing I remember seeing pictures from a launch that used absinthe to talk about stuff, and everyone's face is just kind of looks like an Apple doll, you know, with the face is just turned on like, just not thing
it's like
to do
eating
neat.
A non-ripe persimmon.
Yeah, it tastes like black licorice to me.
Yes, I don't like black licorice, but I absolutely love absinthe.
I like the impact. I don't like the taste. Mm-hmm. I did try to fight someone in the street in London the first time I did it.
And this is not, I don't know, if you can't see Miranda, she's not super tall. Right. She's like a pocket
person.
She's
barely 5 foot.
Yeah, I'm 5 foot, almost one.
You give her every inch.
Okay,
I'm very spunky, but I don't know if I would have won that fight. It was against a man, but I could have taken out the legs fairly quick. I think I'm right down there.
Drunken in the streets in London. Yes.
Yeah, I also saw Chicago, the stage show that night, and those were the brightest lights I've ever seen in my life. I may have had a couple glasses before. It was an exciting time in college. It was go abroad, they said.
So there, something else that we need to talk about with Miranda is that she and I can't get over this. Do you like Pilates, Dika?
I like Pilates and yoga.
Okay. Do you like cats?
I love cats.
Oh.
She does Pilates.
I do.
Oh my God.
So can you do Pilates with a cat?
No, I'm gonna do one or the other. It's gonna be one.
Nope, you combine them and it is beautiful.
Oh my God.
So I'm going on my about 2 year anniversary of teaching this. I teach at the Cat Cafe, which it's called the Cafe Lounge.
Yes,
it's in Ferndale. It's right off of 9 in Livernois. Every Saturday at 9 a.m. And we have about 10 to 12 cats any given moment. We had about 6 kittens last week.
Oh my God.
And they, it's really great for the cats because look at you, you're just dying. That's the cat person reaction that I do this for. You are my target audience.
And you can end up taking a cat home.
You can. I mean, you can't just put it in your bag and go. You have to apply for it. You have to, we do home
Although
checks.
You will be tempted.
You will be very tempted. The best part is we are a no-kill shelter. All of our cats they come from the Ferndale Cat Shelter. So they either live at the cafe or they live with fosters until they're adopted, until they find their forever home.
I've been to the cat. How do you say it?
The cat fe.
I've been to the cat fe with my son and his cousin. We were flying in. It had been a really rough flight for the cousin. She's also 11 years old. And so I said, let's go to this cat cafe. But now I know it's the cat cafe. Mm-hmm. And of course, Lively wanted to take a cat home. He loves cats. But we have a 130-pound Malamute that lives in my kitchen.
Oh, God.
So the cat would probably end up being a snack at some point. Mm-hmm. And then I also have a little bitty 40-pound yappy dog to me. Mm-hmm. She just barks so much. Yeah, so no cats coming home with us that day. It would be bad. Is there a cost to come in?
There is. We do sell out most weekends. We have a maximum space of 8 people because we don't want to stress out the cats. Mm-hmm. Also, just we are a smaller cafe. We have to move all the furniture, mop up, and then put down the yoga mats. But it guarantees more cat interaction. So if anyone is interested in attending Perlotti's Saturdays at 9 a.m. at the Cat-Fe, you can go to tinyurl.com/catpilates.
Nice. And Miranda always takes pictures, so I will put together a compilation of images from...
Yes. I'm not a drill sergeant. I love teaching Pilates, but I recognize that this is the least zen class that you will ever take because it depends on the cats. Sometimes they'll just lay and sleep on your mat. We've had cats climb into people's shirts. We've had a cat, 2 weeks ago, a cat started eating my yoga mat and then proceeded to spit it up while right next to my foot while I was teaching.
That's cool.
Yeah. Most of the time, they're really cute.
Imagine a cat just like puking up all the...
Yeah, pretty. It was a turquoise mat. That's burned in my memory
forever.
Oh, that's
just going to look lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, well, at least it didn't choke. Around Christmas, we had one eat a Christmas light in the middle of my class.
Ooh.
But for the most part, they're pretty good. Most of the time, they're just trying to get on your legs during leg lifts or jumping on your stomach during crunches. And it's a great excuse to stop working out for a lot of people and just pet a cat. I also encourage selfies. I mean, it's a very casual, fun class. It's just as much about the cats as it is about working out.
Is there an age limit for your workout?
We try and keep it to the teens and adults because children tend not to have as much focus in terms of the exercising and can be a distraction. But we've had a lot of teenagers, a lot of mother-daughter combos. We have a lot of couples come in, too. And a lot of people, if they have a significant other who's allergic to cats, like to come to my class to get their cat fix and then go back home. Whereas for me, I already have cats at home, so there's pretty much a sign up in the doorway that says, "Welcome back, cheater," when I come back every week for my cats. Because I smell like 12 different cats that I don't own. So
Didn't you have the bachelorette party?
Yes, I actually had a bachelorette party a couple weeks ago. I made the bride wear cat ears.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
There were pictures. And because it starts at 9 a.m., it's really popular. Ferndale's a great place to go out. Do my class. Ends at 10. Go to brunch.
Yeah.
So they went to a boozy brunch afterwards, and they already had burned off some of those calories that they were going to consume. I think the best part was they told the bride that she had to wear workout clothes. And when she asked why, they told her she was running a 5K for her bachelorette. She was pretty upset until she saw the cafe.
Oh, my God. Did she cry?
She was real excited.
Like, seriously,
she was real excited not to be running that 5K and surrounded by cats.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's a huge, like, okay, that's two totally opposite sides of the spectrum.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty great. Well, it was all supposed to be a surprise, and she was asking too many questions.
Oh, my God.
But it's a fun class. It's a $15 suggested donation that goes to their adoption fees, their vet bills, helping them find homes. Plus, the classes, it really helps the cats get socialized, especially since so many of them are found outdoors and may not have as much human interaction.
Yeah.
None are feral. They're all somewhat socialized, but a lot of cats will start off kind of nervous. And then by the second week that they're in there, they're in everyone's laps purring. So we turn them into lab cats pretty quick.
I love it. A cat fay. Perlotti's.
I'm kind of the queen of really weird fundraisers in the area.
Yeah, you are. I like it.
Yeah.
I love it. So every Saturday we can call and get tickets. Can we bring our own mats?
Yes. We suggest bring your own mats. We always have extras. They may get scratched up a little. Mm. You know, it just depends on which cat's hanging out with you at which moment. So I would suggest maybe the yoga mat you don't care as much about. Maybe don't bring a brand new one.
Or the one that hasn't left the box in 6 years since you bought it.
I mean, you can bring it. Just expect that it'll look, maybe you want that. It'll look really worn in. Yeah. It'll look like you're really dedicated to your craft by the end.
See, honey, I am using that yoga mat that I insisted that I get.
Just not the Lululemon.
No.
Don't bring your Lululemon stuff.
Maybe don't wear black pants, super given the amount of cat hair that will be back
yoga
there.
Accessories. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You see how much? No, I'm like, what's
She's
that?
She's like, what's that? What's
it's real expensive.
It's like $80 yoga mats. Pants. They're awesome, though.
That's what everyone says. I haven't fallen into that trap yet. I don't put them on my body because if I like them, I might buy them. So I just avoid it.
I haven't bought any of the pants, but I have one of the mats on my Christmas list.
Oh. Well, at least the mat will get a lot of use. That's
yeah,
a little
that's
easier to justify.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Awesome. And hold on a second.
Oh, geez.
Burlesque? Training?
Oh,
what is this?
Oh, I am the Detroit School of Burlesque. We just had our grand opening on Sunday, and I will be teaching pinup Pilates there as well.
Yes. You better do it.
So yeah. Pilates that you do in front of someone?
No, it's more
or is it what?
It's more normal Pilates. It's just a little flirtier twist, I would say. It's also it's early in the morning, so it depends on how flirty you feel at, 6:30 a.m. But that's in Ferndale. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. We just opened up. We have burlesque classes. We've got bar. We've got sewing classes, learning how to read patterns, making everything from an apron to a body harness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I have seen some of your pictures on Instagram of the costumes that you make.
Yeah.
And they're great. So, yeah. So if you if you're interested in cosplay, this would be some place to go and learn.
Yeah, it's a great place. Even if you have a sewing machine or you have a family member sewing machine that you don't know how to use, we have a sewing machine class where you can learn how to use your own machine. It's kind of a jack of all trades studio.
You're really taking away all our excuses. You realize that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal of the studio. Take away your excuse not to work out. Oh, can't do it. Too busy. Oh, work out at 6:30 a.m. before work.
So as my kid is walking around in his costume last night, someone was like, oh, did you make that? And he said, none of us can sew. Have you met my mom? Like, watch it, kid.
Watch yourself.
Watch it. So, all right, cool. Well, we had that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Dika, where are you playing next? Is it it's prom, of course.
Prom.
Tomorrow, but where are you playing after that?
Yeah, I'm playing at prom next, and then my next show will be I'm gonna do a vocal set with the piano player in the speakeasy. At the Belle Isle Aquarium fundraiser on November 30th.
Fantabulous.
So I'm going to do some jazz standards.
Awesome. Nice. Are you going to bring any... What do musicians sell at live shows nowadays? We used to sell tapes.
I have download cards.
Oh.
That's right, yeah.
I do. I have download
cards. I love those, actually. Those are great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Download cards.
Yeah, it's my EP, Insidious Pleasures. It's 5 songs. It's $5. It's on Bandcamp.
Ooh.
DekaWyatt.bandcamp.com. And, I'll have some of those, maybe some stickers.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Download cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We found one of my old tapes the other day and my tape player ate it.
Oh.
Oh, it did?
Because
I heard it for a few songs.
Well, for a while, I was like, why does it keep going in reverse? What the fuck's going on?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It did eat it, but I have another one.
Okay.
Yeah. I have one more. We should put it on CD or something.
Something like that. Yeah, let's do that.
Burn
and then
it.
Put it up on SoundCloud or Bandcamp. Or,
burn it.
Know.
Burn it. Well, I had a partner in the band I was in, and I can't find him on any social media.
He's probably not.
That's interesting.
Dude.
I can't find
Are
him
you
anywhere.
Sure he's alive?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Is this going to turn out to be like some Eddie and the Cruisers type thing that you're going to have to like track him down and he's living an entirely different life?
Who knows?
Ooh.
I know. Who knows? It was really wild. I did one of there was a guitar player that we played with, Jay Manley. Fantastic guitar player. You could look him up. He's in the Raleigh area now. And found him through one of Patrick's cousins is a big time musician out there. And Jamie and Lee showed up on his Facebook page. I was like, oh, Velvet. How do you know Velvet? Well, I gave him the nickname. His guitar playing was so smooth. It was like velvet. Mm-hmm. And he started wearing velvet jackets. And he was pretty awesome. And I asked him, too. I'm like, have you heard from Dan? He's like, no. I have no idea where he is.
Wow.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah. Wow.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
Maybe he'll hear this podcast and get in touch.
Yeah, maybe.
Or not.
Or
yeah,
not.
It's fine.
Well, okay, fine. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's all right. It's good. All right. So Bras, Bitches, and Balls was a lot of fun this week.
I think so.
I think we had a ball.
Yes. I did.
Yeah.
And we got goodies.
Yeah,
to wear my leggings.
Yeah,
thank you again. Leggings.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hope you enjoy them and tell people how warm they are and that they should get some.
Absolutely.
I mean, how would they pair with that bra of the week?
Really well. Thigh highs would actually
be. Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Really, really good with that.
Do you have fleece-lined thigh highs?
No. Whoa,
might
but
be
I
time
did.
To make some.
I did have some thigh highs that were socks, but we sold out of them. Sabrina Nelson's one of the ones that she bought like three pair.
the ones that look like gym socks kind of thing.
They look like ribbed socks.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
They have
like a color.
Lace, a lace band on the top to hold them up on your thigh.
Yes.
And sometimes they slouch a little bit. Yeah, those are really fun. But yeah, she came in the other day. I had one pair left. She's like, I bought three pair already.
Give me this.
Thanks, Sabrina. Best dressed lady in town.
Like, seriously, the best dressed person in probably like this hemisphere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I easily.
Completely agree.
Easily. Oh, my God.
She's pretty amazing.
She's amazing.
I still want her to come on, but she's
just trying
off
to be like
often. You know, off and about. But once she's back in town,
she's back. I saw her the other day. She's good. I'll text
okay.
her in a minute. We'll see what's
cool.
up.
Cool.
I'm just trying to be like her when I grow up.
She just came out. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute. She came out in a magazine. I want to get it right.
Mm.
I don't want to say the wrong thing. Or I'll send a picture of it to you, Nick.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Whenever you guys have her on the show, I would love to be back.
Absolutely. She's a great person to talk to.
She's a great artist.
She's a great artist.
Yes, she's an amazing artist and teacher and mentor and a warm, genuine person. Like, she's the Sabrina you see is the one that you get.
Yeah, absolutely.
All around with everybody. Like, she's all love. She's all smiles. And
she does a show with you, too.
Yeah.
With Jessica Care Moore.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been on the Black Woman Rock in a while, but that was maybe about 3 years ago, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great picture of her, which I can probably find somewhere, of her from the Sidewalk Festival where she was playing a blackbird in the nest.
She drew that. That was one of her art exhibition.
Yeah, yep. She's outstanding. Yep.
She does way too much stuff here.
She's outstanding.
Why do you do so much stuff, Sabrina Nelson? On her Facebook page, she was in Black Magazine this month.
Oh, right. Yes. Yep. Okay.
In a peacock room dress and busted under things.
Nice.
And just amazing. There it is.
Look at her.
Clothing covered canvas. Sabrina Nelson. That's her.
I knew that was a peacock room dress. I love.
Oh, yeah.
I love that you can just look at certain things and know it's from the peacock room.
Mm-hmm. And
I've
she got the feathers.
That about that store.
The feather collar from the peacock room a long time ago. Mm. But she talks about where she shops and how she does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's pretty fantastic.
And can I say this also as someone who's worked in customer service? She's such a gracious shopper. Like, she's a gracious customer. There are some customers who come in and forget that there's a human who's helping them.
Yeah.
And even if they're human, they forget their humanity in that moment because it's all about them. And that's cool because when you work in customer service, you kind of know and you expect that, and that's what you're there mm-hmm. for. But yeah, she's just, oh my gosh, she's very gracious in
she
her
is.
Experience.
We're going to put a picture up of the Black Magazine article of Sabrina Nelson, and then we're going to get her on here soon. But I want to thank you guys so much for coming on. Jess, thank you for Podcast Detroit. We really appreciate you coming and engineering with us. Always the Vomit Spots. Thanks, guys, for the music.
Wow!
The Vomit Spots, look them up. They're a lot of fun. Miranda, yay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Glad to be on.
Perlotti's
Drag Queen
Bingo
for HD.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. And Dika, of course. And Nick,
doing stuff.
Thank you.
We'll do some more stuff.
We will.
Prom Thursday. All right. Absolutely. Take us out. Yay!